Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I was able to track down Mike Wiesner with the Garden City Co-op. He's the Vice President of Grain, and Mike has visited with me over the years about Garden City Co-op and the harvest that they're having. Mike, let's start with the general area that Garden City Co-op covers. You have a large footprint in southwest Kansas.
Yes, we do. We cover an area from Shields all the way down into Hooker, Oklahoma. So that's about 120, 30 miles north to south. And then, you know, from Garden City, we are also about 30 miles east to west. We have 21 facilities today in that region and about 37 million bushel capacity in those facilities.
So Hooker probably was harvesting pretty well till the big storm hit a couple days ago.
Yeah, Hooker was probably in the 50-60% range done. They were all going really hot and hard. And then ran into that rainstorm, 5 to 7, even some reports of 10 inches locally. So there's a lot of flooding down there. We'll have to see how the wheat comes out of that and just when they can get back into the fields.
So right here at Garden, how much harvest has gone on right here at Garden, percentage-wise?
I would estimate we're probably around 20% done is all. We did get a little bit of rain Tuesday into Wednesday, and so we haven't seen much, yesterday, today, for harvest. Expect that to start picking up here this afternoon and tonight, and then probably going pretty hard through the weekend.
We've been hearing about good quality, but that's your job, is to market that quality. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say so far we've had good quality. We're seeing some, test weights around the 61 area so far. Haven't really seen too much off spec, so that's good, better than the last two previous harvests. And hopefully that'll keep up and we can get in there and get some more wheat harvested.
I'm surprised when I visit with you about, we talk about on the markets all the time on KFRM about the exports and everything, but exports really doesn't drive the Kansas wheat market any longer.
Yeah, and there are exports out there, and there are, we do hit the goal from time to time on those, but I would say primarily if you look at last year's wheat, a lot of that was going to Russell, was going to Sulzberg, into those gluten facilities. It was going to, Hutchison, Wichita Mills, into those areas. We did have a little bit that did go to the Gulf, but for the most part, our wheat stayed primarily local.
When you go to the mills in the eastern part of the state, are you able to take advantage of rail, or do you truck to those?
Yeah, we have a KMO line between our facilities at Amy, Dighton, and Alamoda. Those three facilities on the KMO can they can hit Wichita and facilities near and mills near Wichita, and so we can just load cars and not have to truck it that way.
The gluten plants, though, the one at Russell's been around for a long time, and the one at Phillipsburg's come on in the last year, but they're a demand driver.
Yeah, they're driving a lot of demand. They do want a grade one kind of mill spec wheat, which is going to be a heavy, at least 60-pound test weight is going to be what they're looking for with a 12 protein, or maybe just a little bit above that kind of their spec.
Is the export spec a little less than that?
Typically, what we'll see on a gold spec is something like a grade two 11.5 protein type of number. For us, that market hasn't been as good as the local markets, and so we just haven't seen a lot of wheat go that way. And then the U.S. just hasn't been as competitive the last few years, especially with Russia and Ukraine and all of the wheat that's been moved into the global market from that and how cheap that's gotten. So we've been kind of not having that export demand like we would have, in the past. But that's kind of been the trend for a while. But for us, I feel like we're pretty lucky that we do have all this demand that is in Kansas, and we are able to, move our wheat in those directions.
So the flour mills, let's say east of Kansas, are they just not designed for hard red winter wheat, or do once in a while you get demand calls from them?
We don't see too much wheat move that way. If you get into, 2-3 states over, you're going to see more of a like a soft red, and they'll be utilizing those types of wheat. But I would say if they needed to, they could change how those facilities run in the spec to make the bread that they need to. But there's a lot of additives that are also goes into wheat that gives them different specifics for different types of breads and things that they make. So they can make adjustments. It's just what the cost of doing it and what works out year to year.
Okay. So really, in across your area, you're just getting a good start. I mean, you just need hot, dry weather to get things rolling fast, hard, and heavy.
Yeah, a week of hot and dry would be really good. I think we could maybe get 50% of the crop out if we had a solid week ahead of us.
That is Mike Wisner, and he is Vice President of Grain for Garden City Co-op. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.